This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Not even a conviction, Willie.
Jonathan, this isn't the first time that the president, in the eyes of his supporters, has showed squishiness on DACA. He said, we've got to do something with a lot of heart. We've got to take care of these people. That was almost a year ago in February. He said that. But as you watch the congressmen and the senators in that room, you saw Kevin McCarthy have to jump in to sort of correct the president. If there were a thought bubble over Dick Durbin's head sitting next to President Trump, I would have loved to have seen it. He said, when he came out of the meeting, he said, my head was spinning with all the things I heard there. I don't know where the president stands. I don't know where this stands. I guess to Joe's point, the question is, what's the follow-on today? What does President Trump really believe? Does he hear all this press coverage that it was confusing and say, no, actually, I'm a hardliner again on DACA. I'm a hardliner on immigration.
Well, I think we saw a little bit of that last night with his tweet clarifying, like, hey, no deal's happening without a wall. Like, he sort of went back to that last night. I think it's important also to take just a half step back and realize just how unusual this is. An internal White House meeting like this, usually the press pool comes in, 13 to 15 journalists, and we see a spray, which means the top of it. Like, first 90 seconds, 3 or 4 minutes, and it gives you a few pleasantries, and then we're out the door. Right. And to be in there for all 55 minutes is very striking, and I think there's no question that part of that was a pushback against all the chatter from the book about his mental capacity to lead, but also even the story from the day before about the executive time, the idea that Trump needed these unstructured time to focus on Twitter and television and therefore wasn't engaged with the actual policy making. But yet, I think what we saw there was, in particular, when he had to be, as you said, sort of steered back to what his previous position was, he again sort of demonstrated sort of a lack of a really firm understanding of any sort of policy details, and in this case, his own position. And I agree, though certainly Trump has waffled on a few things, and I think most people believe his base would stay with him on some compromises. Immigration may be the one where it doesn't. Yeah. We heard about Mark Meadows and even others like who have been fiercely in Trump's corner. Like Ann Coulter tweeted something like, if he makes a deal here, one-term president.
Yeah.
But this is the one thing that I think his base won't compromise on. And I think the president, who is so usually in tune with what he thinks his base wants, won't end up going there.
Well, I think it's a different situation, as Andrea and I were just talking about. In that kind of environment, you're trying to find room for agreement. It is fluid, and I think that's a good word for it, that Andrea described it. This is a fluid process, and this is what happens in negotiation. You find out, okay, what's important. Let's go through the initial dance, the initial romance of what's going on here. You've got bipartisan participation. You got Democrats, Republicans, and the president in the same room. Cameras are running. Things are being said, and I'm sure probably some Democrats probably have some explaining to do as well. I say give the president and the Republicans and Democrats an opportunity. Give them an avenue where they can work together and we can have something of a bipartisan solution. Because I think most of America would agree that the best immigration program that we can come up with is going to be one that represents both sides. Now, how that is divided and worked out, time will tell. But, you know, last time I checked, as far as conservatives are concerned, we're talking a conservative president. We're not talking Hillary Clinton here or Barack Obama that is in the Oval Office. We're talking about a conservative president. So what are the chances that we're going to get something a little bit better? We could hope for a lot better, but even a little bit better than if there was somebody else in the White House. I think the odds are definitely in our favor, and there's no doubt whether what Ann Coulter is saying, I think, embraces and is consistent with the sentiment of most conservatives, is that in this grand negotiation, there are some non-negotiables. And I think Donald Trump is very well aware of this. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. We've got more coming up. Stay right where you are. Dr. Ann Pierce is next.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's...
Hey, we're back with you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Dr. Ann Pierce joins us now, author, commentator, and scholar in the areas of the American presidents, American foreign policy, as well as American society. Dr. Pierce, always good to have you with us. Happy New Year. How are you?
Oh, Happy New Year. Doing well. Thanks.
Hey, wonderful. Well, lots to get caught up on. At the end of the year, the president came out and said, okay, I want to present a new national security strategy for a new era. What did you make of that?
Yeah, well, for the most part, I see this new national security strategy as a very positive thing. It basically is, you could say, an unraveling of the Obama policy toward dictators and aggressors, which was to always reach out to the dictators themselves and try to find a compromise, which often worked to the disadvantage of the people living in those regimes and also to the detriment of our security interests. So this national security strategy mentions things like peace through strength, and it specifically names China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran as powers that we have to contain and build our alliances up against. So it's calling on this new strategy, and it emphasizes working with allies in Europe and Asia, which I am very much for. It specifically names Russia as a revisionist power, which is interesting when you look at the press and how this administration is always accused of being pro-Russia, whereas actually not only does the strategy paper mention Russia as something that we need to particularly focus on, but Trump has backed that up by now officially agreeing to arm the Ukrainians to defend themselves against Russians.
Exactly.
And also stepping up sanctions against various Russian operatives, for example, in the Czech Republic for human rights violations. And so overall, I think the strategy is good. I always wish that there were more emphasis on human rights, but you know that.
Yes, exactly. Well, but this is a good foundation. I mean, this really articulates where he's coming from, lest the mainstream media be confused. He's laying it out there for everybody to understand that, number one, we're going to protect the homeland, the American people, American way of life. Number two, promote American prosperity. Three, preserve peace through strength, as you said. And four, advance American influence. Because historically, we have found when America's influence is rich, everybody else benefits from that.
Yeah. I mean, as I've said so many times, the United States incorporated those hard lessons from World War II into successful Cold War policies, vowing never again to be morally and strategically complacent. And we were the default leader in that world order, and we find again and again that when we back away from our role in that in the world order and sort of bury our heads in the sand in the face of escalating threats and hostilities and atrocities, it comes back to haunt us and our allies.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's being underreported, even from the United Nations perspective, and is that the international leaders are saying, "Welcome back, America," aren't they?
Yeah, and no greater example than that, of course, than Israel. I mean, Trump's Middle East tour in the summer of 2017 was not just about promoting an anti-ISIS strategy. It was also about shoring up relations with traditional allies, building a coalition to contain Iran and unite behind countering Iranian aggression, and also to encourage all countries in that part of the world to allow economic and political opportunities for their own people. Mm-hmm. And, of course, Israel was especially pleased with this new approach. Netanyahu came out with a specific statement saying something along the lines of, "I want you to know how much I appreciate the change in U.S. policy." And now you fast forward to today, and Israel and the United States are actually working together in very specific ways to try to limit Iran's sway.
And exactly. Well, just even on an international, support perspective, I mean, the dramatic swing, Dr. Pierce, that it went from, the Barack Obama administration within 12 months to Donald Trump coming into office. I mean, it was, all of a sudden you went from this international pigpiling on Israel, backed by the United States of America, which I think had many of our citizens in shock. And then it was like, okay, now let's return to reason and enter Donald Trump. And, Israel is our friend.
Yeah, and the decision to recognize Jerusalem as Israel's capital. I had mixed feelings about that because I was afraid that it might alienate some of the Gulf states and these Arab nations that we have refurbished relations with and that we so desperately need to help us contain Iran. But it's been interesting that the predictions of such a backlash in that part of the world really have not come to fruition.
Exactly.
Of course,
the sky has not fallen there, has it?
People you'd expect to having a fit. But for the most part, there has been a realignment. And another part of that realignment is that you have countries like Jordan, others working more closely with Israel than they ever have.
Yeah, interestingly enough. And speaking of Russia, Russia has long acknowledged that, you got to call it for what it is. You know, Jerusalem is the capital of Israel, and they've already, made that acceptance. They weren't, afterwards they tried to claim some sort of, deference to it. But, but all along up until then, until President Trump came out and said, hey, this is our goal. This is what we're going to do. We're going to move the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem. We're going to do something the three presidents heretofore have already acknowledged, and that is that Jerusalem is the center of Israel.
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up because we have to be so careful about putting credence in anything Putin's Russia says. I mean, they'll change their tune and the sands will shift according to whether they can divide and conquer and find a way into whatever area of the world it is they're interested in. And their goals are broader and broader. They have the biggest presence in the Middle East that they've had in decades. Of course, our indifference to the ongoing horrors in Syria has created a tremendous opportunity for Russia. But Russia's always looking for the next opportunity. And my most recent article was called "Beware the Pitfalls of Russian Help," so-called help in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
And we see Russia now offering to get negotiations going between the United States and North Korea. And in this article, I say we should just avoid that like the plague. I mean, we have to remember what Russia is really all about and to remember that whether it's Iran, Russia, Syria, that Russia is assisting these regimes. And in the Putin years, Russia has actually refurbished relations with North Korea and it has actually quietly increased assistance in spite of UN sanctions. And there have even been sightings of this ships going back and forth
exactly.
between a North Korean port and a Russian port.
Well, Dr. Pierce, we got to hit the pause button. We got to go to break. We've got more from Dr. Ann Pierce right after this. Stay with us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere. You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
From Maine to Oregon and SoCal to Florida, Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
It's the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, our conversation with Dr. Ann Pierce continues, a contributor to the Washington Times, Ricochet.com, Real Clear Politics, the Washington Examiner, author of A Perilous Path, The Misguided Foreign Policy of Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, and John Kerry. and the current administration doing everything it can to deconstruct that perilous path and flawed foreign policy into giving us a policy that is pro-American and expecting a return on investment, right, Dr. Pierce?
Yeah, I see this new national security strategy, which is actually a continuation of the strategy the Trump administration already had in place, but it's now an official document, as mostly good. I'm very leery of protectionism. I wish there were less of that in the policy, and I do really applaud the fact that it sees and names China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran as powers we have to work to contain and thwart. And the one proviso to that is that this administration, like the Obama administration, even though it has actually, as I said, found ways to pressure Putin's Russia in ways that the previous administration didn't, nevertheless seems to occasionally fall for the trap that Russia might somehow be a viable intermediary between us and these horrific regimes, like the Assad regime, like North Korea. And I'm just insisting in this latest article that I mentioned that Russia can never be an intermediary. Russia is very much a part of the problem. So when you see, for example, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson come out with a statement that we might be able to negotiate with North Korea without preconditions other than a period of quiet, and then you see that that's exactly what Russia is advocating and say that they are saying that they can help those negotiations get started. And when Trump tweets that I want to solve North Korea, Syria, terrorism, et cetera, and Russia can greatly help, even though Tillerson and Trump back away from those tweets, we just have to keep on focusing on the fact that, as I said, Russia is the problem, whether it's in Syria or North Korea, and really all over the world. So,
well, this is you're exactly right, Dr. Pierce. I mean, this is the way Russia has been. I mean, if General Patton could talk from the grave, what would he be shouting and screaming to America?
Yeah, and we have to remember that experts even see signs of Russian technology and handiwork in North Korea's weapons. And missile tests last spring coincided with Russia's launch of a ferry service from a Russian port to a North Korean port. And the assumption is that Russian smugglers are using the ports to conceal transactions and launder payments and probably move weapons parts back and forth. And if we need any more evidence that Russia can't be trusted in any way to help on issues of nuclear proliferation, we only need to look at Russia's own violations of its own nuclear and missile agreements, which are a continuing problem for Europe and for NATO. So, yeah, we need to be smart. And along those lines, this latest negotiation process between South Korea and North Korea, while it perhaps makes sense in light of the Olympic Games, we have to beware those talks being used, as dictators always use such talks, to buy time and cover for their nuclear programs and their atrocities against their own people and this sort of thing, and to get the rest of the world to back down on resisting them. So whether you think those negotiations between South Korea and North Korea are a good idea or not, when you start to look at people getting all excited about that and saying, oh, good, now we can negotiate about this and that, I just would say, let's look at the record of what has happened when we've tried to negotiate with North Korea.
They're only as good as the parties that are involved, right?
Exactly.
And that's what you're saying all along, whether it has to do with Russia or Iran or, in this case, North Korea. I mean, look who you're talking to.
Exactly.
No, this is what it all comes down to. I think it's quite rich when you look back historically, just even in recent times. Wasn't that long ago, Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton was presenting, you know, the Putin regime with a reset button. Donald Trump, being the deal maker that he is, understanding that, hey, look at, let's talk to the people. He makes a gesture of respect towards Putin, and all of a sudden there's just this incredible violation. It opens up a special counsel investigation because, in part, Donald Trump wanted to acknowledge Putin, where Barack Obama thought it was an absolute joke when Mitt Romney brought up the threat of Russia. And not much has changed, you know, post-World War II to the current era in terms of the DNA and the perspective and the worldview that Russia holds, has it?
No. I mean, it's interesting. For a while, Russia was moving in a better direction, but boy, Russia has in a lot of ways moved back to the Soviet mentality and also to some Soviet-like activities with Ukraine, the obvious example, but
exactly.
You see it bullying Eastern and Central Europe and pressuring the NATO alliance itself, using divide and conquer tactics and nuclear capable missiles on the Polish border and constant provocations like that, in addition to its just massive energetic disinformation campaigns throughout Western Europe and beyond, Eastern Europe and beyond. So, and because of those disinformation campaigns, I don't have any problem with these investigations happening in the United States in the first place. But these hearings have been going on hours and hours, multiple hearings, and as Kimberly Strassel said in the Wall Street Journal, at this point you have to look at it and it starts to feel like a McCarthyite kind of going after of the Trump administration, that no matter what weak results come from these investigations, there's this urgent attempt to find any excuse to keep these investigations going on and to find the answer that so many on the left want to find.
Exactly. Well, $7 million and counting, you know, just like accountants, they're going to find something, you know, an IRS accountant, they're going to come in and no matter how squeaky clean you may think that you are, they're going to find something. But in their case, they have, of course, with their option, the same thing that other people in trouble. And, you know, if you happen to lie or if you misspeak and they don't give you the opportunity like they did to Hillary Clinton to come back and rewrite the record and adjust the record, then, boy, you're up for a felony count.
Yeah. Just the double standard, even though it's become cliche to say it, the double standard is.
It's just what it is. Exactly.
Double standard in action. Mm-hmm.
Well, less than a minute, and I wanted to get to Erdogan. We've not had a chance to talk much about what is going on in Turkey, so I'll give you about 40 seconds. That's unfair to give it some insight there. I know it warrants more time, so I apologize.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, he continues to, move in that more Islamist direction and trying to play all kinds of sides of all kinds of coins, and that part of the world is you've got all different people vying for power and position over there, in part due to the chaos in Syria and Iraq. And we should remember that during the Obama years there were real opportunities with Turkey.
Right. Exactly. Well, this is no surprise. People anticipated this. You and I talked about this many, many years ago, it seems, Dr. Ann Pierce.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for being with us. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
When did your light bulb go off? We're talking about that idea you have for a new product or app. Listen, if you want to make your idea a priority, but you don't know how to get it off the ground, you call Davison, the one company with over 25 years experience and exclusive process that turns ideas into products and apps that are found in retail stores and online. Our team has helped tens of thousands of people, just like you. Call now and ask for our free idea starter guide. We'll show you how to securely get started and protect your idea. Whether you have a patent or not, our process will get your idea ready to get in front of a corporation. Don't let your light bulb of an idea go out. Call Davison now for your free idea starter guide. Davison charges fees for services. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. 800-211-8392. Again, that's 800-211-8392.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hey, millennials, know what you believe and why. Bill Martinez Live.
When you don't move the mountains, I'm needing you to move. When you don't part the waters, I wish I could walk through. When you don't get the answers, as I cry out to you. I will trust in you.
Bill Martinez Live.
Back, America. Bill Martinez here. As always, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information you need to know. And right now we're going to talk nutrition with a nationally recognized nutrition expert. She's back with us. You know, it's no secret that the majority of Americans make some type of New Year's resolution to start this year off on the right foot. And surveys show that health and diet resolutions, including eating healthier and exercising more, roughly 63% and 62% in 2017, topped the list. Though Americans are getting better at upholding our New Year's resolutions, the majority say they typically don't last longer than 6 months. Time is cited as one of the biggest obstacles that we encounter when trying to stick to our goals, but there are ways for even the busiest people to incorporate small changes into their lifestyle that are time-saving and good for them, and also we would hope that that would help you make sure those New Year's resolutions last. And this is why we need Jessica Levinson here to help us out. She is the nationally recognized nutrition expert I was telling you about. Jessica, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here.
Well, you've got lots of tips to share with us, so let's jump in because I know that our audience is going to benefit greatly from your sound advice. But first of all, why are we failing at keeping our New Year's resolutions and maintaining our long-term wellness goals? What's going on?
So a lot of things, you know, come into play. But one of the big reasons is that we just don't have enough time. So I partnered with Centrum Multivitamins, and they did a survey, and they found that 27% of adults who they surveyed just report that they don't have enough time in their calendar and their schedule to get the exercise that they need to in and to get, you know, healthy meals on the table.
Mm-hmm. So time is an issue. That's interesting that time is getting away, because I think there are so many things that we can do just in the natural flows of our life to you know, promote our wellness. So what are some easy ways that we can tweak our current lifestyle to live a little healthier?
So one thing I like to recommend when it comes to working out is to do micro workouts, and this has become pretty popular lately. And what a micro workout is a short burst of exercise that you can do in your office, in your home, basically anywhere you are. So, like, I like to give people an example of if you're watching TV and there's a commercial break, that's a great time to get on the floor and do some push-ups or do some crunches, and doing small bursts like that throughout the day will add up to the amount of time that you should be exercising every day. And, you know, those things really do add up. Another tip that I give to parents, because parents say to me all the time, how do you, you know, I can't make it to the gym. I find that problem for myself, too. And one thing that I say is, like, your kids are at a fitness class, like something if they're doing soccer or they're doing dance. Go, you know, use that time to take a run around the track or find a dance class at the same dance studio as your kids and, you know, get involved in exercise that way.
I have a close friend of mine, Jessica, over the years, and he is a he's a recovered cancer victim. And he what he incorporated in his lifestyle, and I've been trying to do the same, it's just some basic isometric type exercises, like when you're driving a car, you know, you talk about doing crunches, just, you know, tightening up your stomach and, you know, breathing and, you know, that sort of thing. So there's a lot of things that we can do, even as you suggest. And, you know, being the kind of people that we are, we can be quite inventive with things to do when you really, you know, just stop to think about it.
Right. I mean, even sitting on one of those stability balls instead of a chair, that in itself, like, you're still sitting and you're sitting at your desk and you're working, but that uses your muscles to maintain balance, and that's a form of exercise right there. So I absolutely agree. There are little things throughout the day you could do. You know, sitting up straight even is, like, the posture is one way to also tighten, you know, keep your abs. Toned.
Exactly. Well, in that, you know, like the ball that you mentioned, I mean, that's all about the core, right? And we realize, I mean, that seems to be a focus with a lot of, you know, physical training experts and health experts, is that, you know, we need to consider our core more.
Absolutely. I mean, that's an area that we're seeing a growth in, you know, visceral fat, and we want to make sure that we're keeping our waist. You know, our waist is an important part of it's an important measure of our health.
Exactly. Now, I like the micro workouts because, you know, traditionally we think, oh, we got to go to the gym, we need to put in 30 minutes. But sometimes exercises are, I think we forget that they can be cumulative, right? If we do, you know, even like 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, it doesn't necessarily need to be 30 contiguous minutes.
Absolutely, and that's my point, is, you know, get it in when you can, and even if it's five different times of the day that you're just doing 5 or 6 minutes, that adds up to 25 to 30 minutes of, you know, right then and there. And people feel like, oh, well, if I'm not getting a big sweat, then I'm not doing anything, and that's not true.
Exactly. Well, even the other day when I was making coffee, I looked over and there's the counter. I just did some push-ups up against the counter, so I'm waiting for the coffee to drip, right?
Exactly right. I had a friend who posted a video of that, too. She was waiting for a coffee, and she was doing leg stretches and push-ups and all different types of things. It's, you know, that's exactly my point. That's a micro-workout right there.
Well, Jessica, are there some exercises for men and women specifically that they should definitely incorporate, some easy, time-tested exercises? Like, for example, I had one of my doctors tell me that, and I hadn't even thought about this, I am a recovered cancer patient myself from prostate cancer, and he said one of the best exercises I could do was deep knee bends. Not real deep, but just, you know, just do some knee bends.
I mean, that's really interesting, and it's, I personally wouldn't be comfortable giving you advice on the extent of that exercise because I'm not a fitness trainer. I am a dietitian, so really my goal is to help people live a healthy life and just, you know, overall wellness, which is why I'm talking about the exercise piece because that's part of it.
Right.
But also the nutrition part is a huge part of you know, living a healthy and balanced lifestyle as well. So I could talk more about that.
Yes, no, let's talk about multivitamins because you brought that up earlier, and I wanted to get into more detail with you on that because I have found incorporating multivitamins in my lifestyle has been very effective.
Yeah, so multivitamins are are a great way to ensure that you're getting the nutrition that you need. So we tend to, you know, I like to tell people get your nutrients from food. Obviously, that's, you know, where you're going to get most of your nutrients. But we don't always get everything that we need. We don't get enough calcium. We don't get enough vitamin C. We don't get enough vitamin D. There's lots, I mean, there are a lot of nutrients that we just don't get enough of from food. And that's where a multivitamin comes in. And I like to recommend Centrum multivitamins. And that's one way to just make sure that you are maintaining a balanced diet. And it's one way to ensure that you're getting the nutrition.
Yeah, there's lots of multivitamins out there in the market. What's most important for us to look at? You mentioned Centrum. I know them to be a good quality product. But what specifically should we be looking at in a multivitamin?
You know, everybody is different, and Centrum has a lot of different lines of multivitamins. They have, you know, specific for men, specific for women. So I think it's important to consult with your doctor and see what you personally need. Some people have deficiencies, and they need more of something than somebody else. So I really recommend checking with your doctor and having, you know, making sure you're testing for different things before you go and get just a generic.
Well, Jessica, we appreciate the time. I know our audience is now not going to use any more, you know, time excuses, because you've given us some great ideas to take advantage of the time that we do have to incorporate these micro workouts and to look at our nutrition a little bit differently in 2018 and to be faithful to these New Year's resolutions. So where can our audience go for more information, Jessica?
Head to Centrum.com.
Okay, one more time.
Centrum.com.
Centrum.com, just like that. Jessica Levinson, nationally recognized nutrition expert on Bill Martinez Live. Jessica, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
There. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergraduate grad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771, 800-831-0771, or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Values. Faith. Service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. For more information on the show, you get to go to BillMartinezLive.com. And if you're so inclined, we'd love to hear from you. You can drop me an email, Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. David Green is with us now. He has written a book, He Could Make Words Sing, An Ordinary Man During Extraordinary Times. David Green, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much, and it's nice to be out of the frigid weather.
I bet, for what you've been going through.
It's gotten up to the 30s here.
Well, yeah, that's almost what do we got, a heat wave going on there on the East Coast up there in New York?
Yeah, I think a couple of days ago it was actually warmer in Alaska than it was here.
That's pretty crazy. I know I'm in Florida right now, and it's been, we got hit with a little cold wave as well. And, you know, people get cranky. Anything less than 60 degrees here, the people in Florida, they go, hey, wait a minute. We're, you know, the reason we moved, you know, we came down here to the south is to get away from this cold weather, you know. So
as my family and friends down there keep telling me.
Right, exactly. Well, tell us about the book, He Could Make Words Sing. I mean, this is a book that you had to write.
Yeah, it's a biography, but it's also a history of the 20th century. Mm-hmm. I taught high school history for almost 40 years. One of the things I understood then about making history more understandable and more easily used to apply to contemporary events or issues whenever they might be is to personalize it, mm-hmm. is to be able to have students, or in this case, readers, understand what it was like to be alive during certain events and how they affected the people who were there and how, in turn, those people actually affected the events they lived through.
Exactly.
And, you know, given all of the social media morass that we've been going through lately, I thought it would be a good idea to tell my father-in-law's story, but not just tell it as a biography, but tell it with the point that we can learn from him, we can learn from his generation, who we now have called the greatest generation, and maybe get a better understanding about how to deal with the issues that we have today.
Well, during his life in the 20th century, in a lot of ways, not much different than the start of the 21st century, is it?
No, it's weird, because, you know, being a historian, obviously, you know, I recognize these patterns. And,
right.
You know, here he is, he's born in the United States, 1916, son of immigrants. So he is a 20th century version of a dreamer.
Right.
Coming from Eastern European, you know, where the anarchists came from. And, you know, immigration laws were passed subsequently in the 1920s to ban most of those people, leading obviously to issues during the Holocaust where they couldn't get out of Europe and come to the United States. Going through a Great Depression, much greater than our recession of 2009, going through World War One, World War Two, the Korean conflict, the Vietnam War, the Cold War, the civil rights movement, the great cultural gaps of the 1960s and generation gaps of the 1960s, and then leading all the way up through the rest of his life during the when he passed away in 1997. Living through those sets of experience gives us a lot of ways that we can kind of hopefully learn from what they've done and see how they apply to us as we go through very similar circumstances. But, you know, we're not quite sure whether or not, you know, sitting across from Rocket Man is the same as sitting across from Khrushchev.
Exactly. Well, you know, and I can appreciate that perspective, and with you being a historian, and I love history as well, is you see these patterns that just keep cycling back again. Now, your father-in-law, the title of the book, How He Could Make Words Sing, what inspired that title?
Actually, the title comes from, it's also the epitaph. It's on his grave marker.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes from a very interesting and unique experience he had when he was drafted. This New York Brooklyn Jew went down to North Carolina, as did many on the East Coast who were drafted and being trained. He went to went to Fort Bragg, and then he went to Camp Butner, which was just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina.
Right.
And he went to a USO dance, as they typically do, met this woman. And this woman met two Harrys and basically chose him because, in her words, he could make words sing. The other Harry was a better dancer, but this Harry could make words sing. And they had a very long and strong relationship from the time they met in 1941 through when she finally gave him his Dear Harry letter in 1946, recognizing that their cultural and religious differences would be too difficult to overcome.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where it came from. That's where the title actually comes from.
Uh-huh.
And the second, the subtitle comes from the fact that, you know, he's an ordinary American. There's nothing, you know, he has great talents and skills, writing being one of them. But he represents so many people of that generation. So he is that everyman.
Mm-hmm.
What did he do
for a living?
Although he wanted to be a newspaper reporter, he actually wanted to be a sports reporter.
Mm-hmm.
When he came back to New York and finally did marry, he realized that was going to be sort of insecure as a kid in the Depression. He became a madman. He became an advertising creative and used his creativity in making words sing, you know, for such products as Vicks VapoRub and Laboris and the products manufactured by the company that had his advertising agency as an in-house agency.
Mm-hmm.
So that became his profession. He stayed with them for 40 years, not wanting to try anything else or try to deal with something, because security was so important for him in maintaining that income, and that stability and security was very important for, again, his entire generation.
Yeah, I mean, and you write about him, I mean, that he was a charming man, and of course you use the Jewish term, a mensch, amongst madmen, very likable, right?
Yeah, and, you know, part of the requirement for that job was to be likable, was to be able to sell your copy, as you know, he was writing it. And eventually, as he became his company sort of representative in Latin America, because he was fluent in Spanish and Japan, his ability to charm potential clients was very important to him.
So he was multilingualistic. He was a multilingualistic charmer, is what you're telling me, right?
He was fluent in seven languages.
Wow,
which is beyond my imagination.
Yes,
I'm barely fluent in one.
Yeah, I'm right with you, and it's very admirable. I admire people who have such a command of one language and many. And you know, here as an advertising man making words sing for his clients. What an experience. What was the big takeaway for you about your father-in-law's life? What kind of nuggets did he leave for you?
The biggest thing was the fact that if it wasn't for the fact that, as his son Alan calls him, a hoarder, There wouldn't be Nugget because he didn't say anything about his life. He didn't really, you know, describe his work. We only know what he did because of letters and documents that he left behind in this treasure trove of documents that he was saving. I guess at some point he was going to write a book. And he had all this material, and you know, I was able to dig it out, use it, and the nuggets that I found were issues, for example, getting back to the advertising issues of anti-Semitism. He had a best friend at work who was in the upper echelon of the company, but they couldn't admit they were friends at work because of the differences in their religion. And the other pieces were obviously the letters that he went back and forth with this woman, Ann Hedrick, who were, interestingly enough, published in a chapter in a book called Love Stories of World War II by Larry King.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so so those are two nuggets. And the other nuggets were, again, as a result of his fluency. One of the languages he was fluent in was German. And at the end of the war, which is a whole other story by itself, and his wartime job as a forward observer were a set of experiences that I can't imagine anybody going through, especially today with, you know, with drones, you know, in terms of, you know, being where you are on the front line or behind the front lines in some cases. But the biggest thing was his fluency in German, which allowed him to be assigned as an interpreter and a translator at the end of the war. And as such, he discovered these Nazi documents and propaganda pieces that were shocked. And I was able to use them when I was teaching, and then eventually I was able to use them in the book. And when I was finally done with them, I was able to donate them to the National Holocaust Museum in Washington, D.C. So, you know, the nuggets were left behind in his treasure trove of stuff. that he left in the garage in the basement.
Well, he could make words sing. An Ordinary Man During Extraordinary Times. David Green is the author, historian. David, as we wrap things up here in the last 30 seconds together, what do you want the readers to take from this book?
Oh, I want them to understand that we're all Harry. There's so much to learn from past generations. And there's so much we can teach our children and our grandchildren from going back and taking a look at what they went through. People who have read the book have told me, you know, depending upon their generation, A, if they were older generations, they said, my God, I'm so happy that you included the history because I had forgotten what it was to have gone
exactly.
through.
Exactly. Without a
and
doubt.
And for younger people, they just didn't know. They don't know. And so it allows them to sort of become more enlightened about the stuff that they need to understand to live through their lives and to help their children and their grandchildren live through theirs.
Very well said. David Green, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, David.
Here's a special message for those of you who owe the IRS at least $10,000 or more in back taxes. The IRS has special programs in place that could eliminate or reduce your tax debt by thousands of dollars. Call the Federal Tax Management Helpline that has been set up for you, 800-503-8625. Stop the wage garnishments, levies, and tax liens now. Once you've qualified and enrolled, the IRS will stop all the collection activities against you. These unique programs have been allocated to help the economy and significantly reduce or eliminate your tax burden. The IRS is currently accepting reduced settlements and other favorable programs. You may qualify for substantial savings, so get the help you need. If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, call for free information and to see if you qualify. Take down the number now for the Federal Tax Management Hotline, 800-503-8625. That's 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube.